full cast. You are listening to the internet's only college football podcast. If you hear another podcast say that they are a college football podcast, look at them and say, Impostore! Liar. We're the only one you need. May not be the only one you want, but we are definitely the only one you need. Week zero has come and gone. I am Spencer Hall, joining me as always for this discussion of, yes, actual football. America Sport is my co-host, Jason Kirk. Jason Kirk, how we doing, sir?
Could we call ourselves the only college football podcast you deserve?
That's definitely true.
Because that could go a lot of ways.
That's accurate. I don't know if we want to be accurate. Accurate's kind of against the brand here, is it not?
I think it's accurate in a way where it's unfalsifiable, which is the perfect kind.
Joining us as always is our permanent guest, Holly Anderson. Hello, Holly.
I live here now.
You do. You're in the walls.
I'm above the drop ceiling.
You're hard to get out. Have you ever seen anyone in real life fall through a drop ceiling?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I'm so envious.
It was not a public drop ceiling. It was a buddy's rec room.
That's fine.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Was it as good as I hoped it would be?
I can't really tell the rest of this story without explaining how we wound up with 500,000 AOL CDs in a pile in the basement. So I'm going to have to just move the show along.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
In our defense, we thought we could make a pretty good boat.
And that's how I went through the drop ceiling.
I didn't go through the drop ceiling. Jeremy went through the drop ceiling.
Oh, Jason.
Oh, you know this guy. This is the guy who went, got up on the rope swing and didn't let go and came back and hit the tree three times and then fell off and rolled down the cliff in the shadows and we thought he was dead.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Okay. Yeah.
There is in our house, there is a spot where a grandfather fell through the ceiling. It's not a drop ceiling, regular ceiling, fell straight through the plaster and so forth. Mm. The mark he left once they patched it back together looks sort of like a T-Rex skull in terms of shape and lineage. It was a pretty stout fella. Just a good old boy shape, if I say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that type of configuration.
It's like,
just
like a soft
through.
Trapezoid. Yeah.
That pretty stout, pretty stout, pretty
he
stout.
Left off
like a candy corn shape, right?
A good stern candy corn.
The kind of like tootsie roll shape.
Don't go bad. So I'm not going to say like when you left out for a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen candy corn of a man.
You're saying he left a heartland shaped, a hearty heartland salt of the earth shaped hole.
Yeah, it's an inspiration every time I look at it.
Oh, I should have put this in school disasters. We did have a buddy of mine fall through the ceiling of the auditorium, like up to his armpits, like caught his arms on a beam on either side, so just his little legs were wiggling out of the ceiling. I mean, if he hadn't caught himself, he would be dead.
Was this during an assembly?
No.
Damn.
Which actually raises more questions than it answers, but let's move along.
It really does. I wanted to ask, week zero, we had so many memories of week zero.
Illinois football winning Big Ten honors of the week.
That's right.
That's Arthur Sitkowski's music.
It's former Rutgers commit Arthur Sitkowski. All credit due. He's seen, imagine that. Arthur Sitkowski from Rutgers to Illinois. That man is making his way to the top of the Big Ten from the bottom.
No, he's just taking one end of the Rust Belt and the other end of the Rust Belt and forming the buckle in the middle.
He's the unifier.
Yeah. He's currently leading the Big Ten. The journey is complete.
Yeah, Spencer, show some respect.
That's true.
He should quit right now.
He made it.
Big Ten leader. Were they the leaders or the legends? No one can ever. No, absolutely no way anyone remembers all of those, but
he's
the leader of the leaders.
Not going to get better.
This weekend, this week, they're both. Like, really, Illinois football, frame it, shut the program down. 1-0, Big Ten title 2021. You got it. That is my favorite thing about that game upon watching it, besides somebody trying to return a punt from the two and then backing out the end zone and throwing a pass.
They scored.
It's true. Productive special teams play. What kind of production? Mind your business. It was a productive scoring play on special teams, and that's all you need to know. Besides that was Brett Bielema postgame when somebody said, was he emotional? And he said, no, I was just sweating.
I don't know which part of that is more Midwestern. Denying emotions or it's freaking 76 degrees out here. I'm melting. I'm about to evaporate.
I have personally never found him more relatable than that.
Are you emotional? No, I'm just sweating.
Am I what?
Am what? Huh?
Am I in motion?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sitting right here in front of you, dumbass.
I look like a middle linebacker to you?
Brett is really assembling an impressive array of Midwestern like points, right? Like he is approaching high score levels.
Yeah, like, I mean, when the man went on vacation, he went to Arkansas. Like that was it. That's as far as he's going.
Whoa. <That's you>.
Whoa. turning around.
he just went to the big lake. That was it. He's like, where did you go to the beach? Yeah, I went to the beach.
Saw a lot of deer. Came back.
Yeah. Saw some deer. That's about as far south as I go. That's the beach, the lake.
They ran out of deer, so I turned around.
Like, think about it. The man's entire life has just been using lakes as bumpers, right? He went to, he went as far north, ran into a lake. Went far south, ran into a lake. That's it. It's over for old Brett.
Thought it was the ocean.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Jeepers. He's done that. He went to school at Iowa. He coached at Iowa for a while. He coached at Wisconsin. He coached at what is possibly the most Midwestern. I don't know. Kentucky's up there, but the most Midwestern.
Kentucky's up there. So is Tennessee. You can't make this one stick.
So is Missouri. Missouri. Yeah, I can't quite give him that. But Arkansas is the vacation period, his wild period, his lost years.
Brett Bielema went to Arkansas. What happened?
And then he went to Illinois. Mm.
Arkansas might be the most Wisconsin SEC school, just in terms of campingness.
Is it more that Wisconsin is so far towards the SEC on the Big Ten zone spectrum that it's easier to meet them?
It could be.
I think there's also...
I think Wisconsin is pretty far from... I mean, it's not that they're not Midwestern. It's just that they feel very far from the... That they feel like an easier reach for us than some other Midwestern schools.
What do both these states do? They distribute meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, meat, firearms, alcohol, mm-hmm. deer stands.
Deer.
A lot of people just out there. A lot of people very comfortable, not just with the outdoors, but living outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of surprising, scandalous behavior by the state's power brokers. A lot of that.
What?
No, not Wisconsin. The other thing about this game that amazed me is that I have watched this Nebraska team like 20 times. It's the same thing every time. It's amazing. Do you know that internet meme where the lady has the little PowerPoint she's going over and it's like, I am a dumb bitch. I have terrible taste. I will never improve. Mm-hmm. Right? The I will never improve part. That's just Scott Frost, Nebraska football. Cause I'm like, damn, this is every opener they've had.
Excellent every taste, game though, with the chili, with the cinnamon rolls.
Have you ever had that?
No, I believe the people who say it's shockingly good, but
yeah,
I haven't had the privilege.
I could see it being all right as long as it was. Cause the chili I've been told is not quite the chili is more of a dipping sauce than a chili consistency.
I mean, I'd try it. I'll say that much, especially on Scott Frost Day, which continues.
Is it like the birria taco, but for Nebraska? It's instead of a taco, we use a cinnamon bun. It's the same thing.
This game was amazing. This was a fantastic game. The first score of the season was possibly the most creative safety of the entire season. What better way to start? Mm-hmm.
A couple folks put it on Twitter that might be the best example of a college football own goal that we were searching for a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's up there.
It's definitely up there because pick six doesn't quite fit the bill, right? It's not quite there. this is as close as I think you can get. Anytime anything starts happening around the goal line that shouldn't, when you see him go back past the five to return, I was like, oh no, 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 no. This is one of the few useful pieces of commentary when the color announcer comes on and reminds everybody, put your feet at the 10, unless your name is Deion Sanders, right? Or Desmond Howard, or unless you are Ted Ginn Jr., put your feet at the 10 and do not touch the ball.
Disagree. Be great. Live it up a little. You're in college.
Scared money don't make money. Yeah.
It's August. These games don't count. Have some fun out there.
My counterpoint is that was awesome.
Yeah.
The safety's the worst because you get points. You give away points and then you have to give them the ball back.
And then you have to go right back out there. There was a point in this game where it looked like Nebraska was going to lose because of the safety and the two missed extra points. Fortunately, they lost by more than that, so they don't have to beat themselves up for missing due to just those plays. It was all the other ones too. So that's a relief. Let's also mention Nebraska has been in trouble for practicing too much, particularly on special teams.
On what? What were they practicing?
So, you know, they say sometimes learning the wrong things is worse than no learning at all. So I think that could be the case here.
Is this, by the way, their defense that they go to the NCAA?
No, they don't have one of those.
Yeah, no. That they go to the NCAA and either one say, no, we have no defense. Or two, they say, does it look like we've been practicing too much?
Your Honor, we're broke. How could we have robbed anyone?
Exactly. Like, I'm too poor to afford energy. There's no way I could have expended all of the energy to rob a bank. Look at me, barely a rag of a man.
Your Honor, I stand before you nude. Clearly, I did not rob the Old Navy.
Armless man, deny stealing car. Like, that's what he's doing.
Could be done, I think.
It'd be spectacular.
I mean, I think it could be done. This game also had moments, including like Scott Frost not knowing what down it was.
Well, that was I mean, I kind of get that because the spot was real weird. They thought they were going to, because initially it looked short. Like, I want to make fun of Scott Frost as much as anybody, but they thought it looked short.
To be fair, on Scott Frost Day, let's get the facts straight.
Let's give the man the benefit of the doubt that he has not earned and just say that running the quarterback sneak on first down was actually running it on fourth and short situationally. And it turns out that the spot was bad and that, or it was okay. And that they gave him the first down anyway, although running honestly, as bad as they were, is running a QB sneak on first down all that bad an idea?
No, that's your quarterback's going to get hit no matter what, Nebraska, on every play. So you might as well do it on purpose, I think.
Do you remember when Colorado did this? They ran a QB sneak on first down and they gained like 4 yards. And I remember thinking, considering the way you looked the rest of the game.
Keep calling it until they stop it.
This is my dream. And I didn't realize it till watching this game that I want to see somebody line up for the QB sneak and score a 98-yard TD. That's what I want to see. Like, oh, we need a little room out of the end zone. Oh, God!
I'm sure that's happened in a high school game at very least. If not Bishop Sycamore, we'll see that it takes place quite soon. You know who I'd really like to see the Buccaneers run an all-sneak offense? Because Brady is, like, awesome at it for whatever reason. Makes no sense, but...
What a weird thing for him, particularly with his frame, to be good at.
Is age, you know what I mean? Like
Tom the Worm Brady just weaving his way in there.
Just burrowing his way down the field.
You're like, how did he retire with zero brain damage and a 4.8 yard per carry average? All QB sneak offense.
It's because he doesn't eat celery or whatever.
Yeah. No tomatoes. Not one. The other thing that I do remember from this weekend that was absolutely delightful was everybody looking back at UCLA and the crowd, and nobody was there, like it's Rose Bowl crowd, right? And it's in Pasadena, which is located 16 miles from the UCLA campus.
Also, I've been to a game at that stadium in August. It's like 112 there. I don't care how empty the stadium was. Those people made the right decision.
could you hang jerky in the Rose Bowl in August and have it cure pretty well through four quarters?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like just kind of a dry, bakey kind of environment there.
Sitting in the Rose Bowl in like the full sunlight, it's like that scene in Cable Guy when he's laying in the huge satellite dish by himself, just laying in a bowl, absorbing the universe. Like the Rose Bowl is built to funnel the sky onto your body. This is not a place to be at 1 p.m. in August in California. You should stay home and you should watch Big Ten football instead.
Yes, quality Big Ten football, like Illinois currently leading the Big Ten in everything. Except
currently your Rose Bowl, if the season ends today, Rose Bowl is Illinois, UCLA. So
mark it down.
Let's see why not.
Claim it. I adored them saying, though, they go, well, you know, the students aren't back till the 20th. And then
you'll see. this place will be packed. Just you wait.
Chip Kelly football. That's so exciting. In 2009, 2010, not 2021. They look good, though.
Yeah, I mean, who cares about the crowd is funny, but like, I don't really care. That's fine. Stay home. Cool. That's good. You know, players have an easy time communicating with each other. Have some fun out there. Go home. Cool. Great. Yeah, UCLA, looks good. Topped expectations on both sides of the ball. Not nice veteran squad. They could win that division. I don't think that's, it's not like overreacting to week zero to say that.
No, I don't think that is. Also, we could say that about pretty much anything in the we could say that about pretty much anyone in the Pac-12.
That's true.
Anyone? Yeah, they could win that division. Who? Anyone. Arizona State. All right, maybe not Arizona, but Arizona State for sure.
I think UTEP could win that division.
UTEP could definitely. Somebody on Twitter told me, they go, yeah, you know, soak up Brett Bielema looking like a genius now, because when they lose by 54 to UTEP.
Well, they got UTSA up next. They got the even more challenging Ute. So
Utsa.
It could all come crashing down immediately.
I mean, losing by, you know what? You don't just get the Roadrunners in your building and get out of there with anything better than a 35-point victory. Do you feel that sentence self-correcting as it went?
I'm just here for the jokes.
I'll take the plus 35.
Yeah. I got you, brother. We actually have yet more football to discuss.
Y'all know there's a game tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Tonight, if you're listening to the show, anoche.
Anoche.
Anoche. I will be watching Love Island. But you can watch UAB versus Jacksonville State at the Crampton Bowl.
I will be forgetting to watch AEW, which I do every Wednesday night.
You know, AEW is my favorite wrestling to forget to watch.
It's my favorite wrestling to really intend to watch.
Mm-hmm. It is so cool.
Whereas WWE is like actively not watching, AEW is like, I just want you to know that I considered setting a reminder to watch this.
I'm supporting you spiritually, if not by actually doing anything.
Yeah, vibes.
As opposed to WWE, where I go, oh, from 8 to 10, I better not turn that channel on.
I am unplugging my television so I do not accidentally watch WWE. But
yeah. I can't say yet who my team for this year, who that is, like the team that I'm actively avoiding watching, because I've had too much fun with the one game I got to watch so far. I really enjoyed watching Illinois football. They're a great struggle. They're a great good struggle team. When I say struggle good, I mean the team where you go, yeah, they got to 30 points. How did they get to 30 points? It's a very long story. That's not like, oh man, that running back had a great game. You go, well, you can pile up 30 points a lot of different ways. Here's one story 800 words later. And that's how they got 30 points.
You had fun watching Illinois. I had fun watching Nebraska. So it's a pretty enjoyable game all around.
Did you see a single wide receiver get open? Like at all? Did you see a single receiver?
A what?
It's just that same offense after, these many years, if you like press fast forward on it, it would look like watching the old UCF teams. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it seriously feels like watching a 2017 UCF at three-quarter speed.
Are you saying
they're just not? They're just not fast. That's it. That's the entire thing.
To the point where it would almost be like a valuable instructional tool to somebody studying that offense, because you have enough time to see what multiple players are doing at the same time.
Yeah, it's like hang on. Slow down UCF a little bit. Let's check the footwork. Oh, got just the thing right here.
Are you saying Nebraska 2021 looks like a 2017 UCF walkthrough?
No, I'm just saying they're training wheels.
It's the podcast listened to at 0.75 speed. The chopped and screwed UCF attack.
I'm pretty sure we're helping.
Yes, we are. Look here. That's why the receiver needs to go this way.
Yeah, they don't have anybody who can get open. It's just, it's astonishing. I have no idea how it's been this long, and they don't have, I mean, they have a USC transfer who looked all right on a couple of downfield balls, but like, they don't have anybody that you're frightened of at all.
They're slow.
They're slow.
They're just like, that's just it, man. That's it. Like, football is complicated. Football is hard. Scott Frost has a lot of playbooks and stuff, but like, UCF had like 20 fast guys they trusted to touch the ball. Nebraska has any? I don't know.
They got two. Yeah. And I think they have like three, and two of them are on defense. That's it. But hey, everybody enjoyed Martinez getting loose for that big long touchdown run on a blown run fit.
Yeah.
Woo! That's Nebraska football right there.
Dude, he's going to finish his career with more rushing yards than Tommy Frazier. Like, math is fake. Math is fake.
That is, as somebody who watched Tommy Frazier play personally on a very dominating night, yeah, that's fake math. He shouldn't be allowed. They should stop him. Like, they should just say, no, this is not legal. You don't get any more numbers. I believe it is time for
that's a good show.
Some
good
podcast show, business.
Oh,
all right. Podcast business. Podcast business. What's that business? Podcast business. It's a business with actual news. We've got stuff to talk about and tell you if we can. It's sort of vague, but here we go. Hey, y'all. We're going to be doing a little bit of full casting after dark. Are we not? Holly, let the people know.
What?
Tell them what we're doing.
You think I know?
Well, I mean, we've been tweeting stuff out.
Brothers and sisters. Hence. Brothers and sisters in the congregation. Mm-hmm. Attendant animals. Sentient plants. Gender is a construct. We have heard your pleas to watch games with us. We have answered no. Because we're not that personable.
That concludes podcast business.
Here we go.
However, I stopped the song. However, we are not unmerciful and are in the very, 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 very beginning stages of planning some sort of live Saturday night situation in the spiritual time slot of our beloved, great departed college football final, RIP Lou Holtz. And as soon as we figure out exactly what that's going to look like and where it's going to be, y'all will know. But never more true than in this moment. None shall know the hour. We're going to be partnering with our friends at Meadowlark to produce and, God, I almost said erect. But what is the word for it? Stage?
You know, Holtz means hardwood.
It's got after dark in it. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be up all night.
Unlike Lou Holtz, who's dead.
Yes, I'm almost positive, and I see no reason to correct myself.
Is Mark May also dead?
No, he's frozen.
Yeah.
Okay.
For when we need him again.
For when he says, forward, I am back.
Mm-hmm.
You shut the cabinet door, and you're like, the old hiding place until he's needed again.
We're getting the hogs back together.
Yeah. No, I think of him as like Smart Hulk. And we bust him out and he's just like, hey, everybody.
He is a little Smart Hulky. Yeah.
He's got that vibe.
Like
he's
the shape of his head?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mostly. Yeah.
I mean, in silhouette, he's got that vibe.
Yeah. And the giant breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll note we are not mentioning Reese Davis because Reese Davis has a real job that he's good at. So we would never inflict this on him. Anyway,
and he's alive. Very.
I am almost positive. Yes, we're going to be doing some kind of live Saturday night situation in lieu of a second weekly episode this season. It will be free as far as we know. And this show will continue to be free through the season. Also, as far as we know, you don't have to adjust your television dials or anything else. The show that you know will continue to live in the same feed. And the new one is probably going to be, I don't know, YouTube something. We're just kind of building the plane while we're flying the plane. Nothing new under the sun. That is truly all I know about this.
Under the moon, no less.
Oh, under the moon, within the moon.
Nothing new in the moon. It's all old.
Nothing new in the moon. We found it. I encourage you, as always, to follow the Shutdown Fullcast on Twitter and Instagram for the latest cryptically delivered news of this program.
I did see somebody say, hey, how do we get into the Levitard Show universe if we want to start listening? And I'm like, you could listen to the show.
Yeah.
This probably, it's a solid start.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you need help with that, I think you probably just want attention.
Yeah. That's how do I get into that? I turn it on.
It's a radio show. Yeah. Oh my God, you guys. Radio show. Pirate radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Ham radio show. Night ham radio.
Night ham radio.
LLC. Trademark. Don't copy that.
Yeah, don't. We already reserved it.
It's mine.
Just happened.
Yep.
Yeah. But we're very excited about this. In a moment of sincerity, it's very cool. The people that we're working with already do something very cool. There's a lot of very cool people over there. And who knows? Maybe we'll have some of them on when we figure out how to do this. You know, yeah,
they did ask during the process if we would mind having Jessica Smetana on, our former colleague. And we said, well, we think we could probably work something out.
It's about time we had some security for this place.
Time we had a lady on the show to civilize us.
Lady cop, Jessica Smetana.
Yeah, it's about time we answered for our crimes against Notre Dame.
Yeah.
We'd really boost our Tolkien knowledge if we brought on Jet. We could just skip football entirely. Mm-hmm. I'm all for that.
We could have a Legolas.
When has that happened? let's add less football to this show.
That's what I'm saying.
We can do that.
Hey, we just talked about at least one game. I remember I wasn't paying a lot of attention, but
I plan on discussing at least three more games since we have actual football. Yes, including the Wednesday night game. That'd be UAB at Jacksonville State.
I already said that.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Wait, does that conclude podcast business or
if anyone else has any podcast business?
Well,
please?
Spencer, there's our new business.
Oh, that's true. There's Channel 6. That'd be channel-number-6. Ghost.io.
You could just go to 26snakes.com.
Yeah, you could do that as well and register 26snakes.com. Join and your membership will get you so much fantastic content, including, yes, the Top Whatever is back for this season. And we've already done two different editions of it. And we're not even up to one. We did a 0 and a 0.5.
Because we had to write about F1.
That's right. I will be doing an opener for that as well. If you enjoy the opening essays, I'm writing another one. And
I kind of already did an opener last month on the site, just kind of about empty stadiums and what happens when you play in them, and you can see that if you plunk down your $10.
Yeah, you can get our little micro podcast as well. Sometimes we just turn on a mic and talk to somebody. We talked to Godfrey about coaching coiffures and hair. That was quite entertaining. Sometimes we just talk about Love Island. That happens as well.
Sometimes we have to just talk about Love Island. We're probably going to do that again tonight.
Mm-hmm. $10 a month. That's just a little over $1 per piece of content per thing.
That's $1 a thing.
Quite a deal. Quite a bargain. Channel 6 or 26snakes.com will forward
it's you. It's been free for 15 years. Don't complain. Don't complain to me.
Pay up.
Yep.
Although some people still produce quality content for free.
Like this program. Oh, yeah. You said quality content.
Yeah, no. I was talking about the fine people at For the Win. Jason.
How was posting?
I was posting, man. It was hot.
I've posted a few times. Probably going to keep doing it. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you click on it and then you're reading it, man. That's it. You don't pay any dollars at all. So.
Jason's got a better business model than we do, but that's not new.
No, not at all. Somebody actually, and the watch grid. The watch grid never dies.
Oh, I was so glad to have the watch grid back. I was spiritually bereft until it made its appearance.
Yeah,
because I need to guide my dad with it, because he always asks me, despite getting the watch grid in his email, he always asks me to read portions of the watch grid to him.
I think it's at its fourth or fifth different website year in a row. Yeah, just every year it's somewhere. And I don't get DMs until like week 9 about where it is this year. So it's it for the win.
this is kind of how we found our show's next home. We were like a week and a half into figuring out what we were going to do when our close personal friend Dan Levitard said, "Hey, do you guys want to do a thing?"
Yeah. This is
folks, this is really how this stuff gets done. Y'all think it's elaborate and behind the scenes, and really it's just, as in every other year, a whole bunch of media people realizing that it's August at the same time.
Yeah. And if you think that people will ever stop doing this, they will not.
No.
They will not. 2 weeks. 2 weeks before.
I certainly will never stop forgetting that it's almost college football time.
Yeah. But for real, I'm going to have fun at For the Win. We're going to have fun this season. It's just good to post. It's just sort of, that's the tagline. That's the motto.
It's good to post.
It's cool to post. It's fun to post. So I intend to post.
I enjoy having several college football writers that I enjoy at a website.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. That's
an interesting concept.
If that has concluded podcast business, I do want to talk about a couple of things before.
Go to hell.
We talk about the games. We have a very unusual special ad read this week. One that involves something that I'm very passionate about. I think Holly's very passionate about. Jason, I don't know if you're passionate about mayonnaise.
Don't put mayonnaise in my mouth.
Such a terrible sentence.
You called the show after dark.
But what if it's Dukes?
Was that a segue?
I don't know.
The Dukes Mayo Classic doubleheader kicks off week 1 in Charlotte, North Carolina. They can't help that part, so we are accepting of it. Thursday night, App State versus East Carolina on ESPNU, as in you have nothing better to do this Thursday night, and you know it. And then, listen, what's the word for no matter which team you're in place for? We're all kind of watching ironically. Saturday night, Georgia versus Clemson.
Woo!
On ABC. You can learn more about these football games at DukesMayoClassic.com and follow the Dukes Mayo Bowl on social media. Y'all, I can't tell you how much fun it is being an influencer for a product that we actually like.
I know, and that is hosting games where you can fly there on Mid-South Airlines.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the super soft clothing, mostly for the upper body, of home field apparel, but I am extremely fond of this little jar of mayonnaise that Duke sent to our office that has the Appalachian State symbol on one side and the East Carolina Pirate on the other side.
They did send a little souvenir mayonnaise helmet. You know, it says like Duke's Mayo on the side.
Okay, can we talk about this mini helmet? Because it is weirdly detailed. Like there is accurate padding on the inside of it.
Yeah,
it's got the little segmented pads.
If you were going to get
there's a mouth guard.
If you were going to have a football game with very small infants, this would be an excellent helmet.
You think this would?
That's not legal, by the
way.
No, it would not fit Betty.
Will it fit the cat?
It will fit the cat, but
what if you coat Betty's head in mayonnaise?
That, Jason, that is solutions-oriented thinking, and that is what you bring to this show every week. For real, we're extremely excited about our friends at the Charlotte Sports Council and this set of games that they are kicking off. They have vastly stepped up in quality from Belk, RIP, also Belk, to Dukes, and yeah, we're stoked. It's a lot more fun to root for Dukes than Chick-fil-A.
It is all, yeah. And again, if you are in Hattiesburg or any number of Mid-South Airlines cities, go ahead. You know, hop on that big bird, Mid-South Airlines. No waiting. Just go ahead, pull up, see if the plane's there. If it is, slip them a 20. Mid-South Airlines will take you right to Charlotte, North Carolina.
If you're in Biloxi, enjoy that 17-hour direct flight, Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
We can also get you a Mid-South Airlines mug at onepreownedairboats.com.
Mm-hmm. Get yourself some full cast gear.
Full cast gear. We don't know if we're going to have the mission patch that is our Saturday night logo for sale yet. We're kind of, y'all, when I say we are just now working this shit out, I mean, we're just now working this shit out. But all you need to know about our fall plans is that there's going to be some kind of Saturday night situation. Probably not this Saturday night, probably next Saturday night. We're just still pulling it together. But you guys have said that you want some kind of Saturday night hangout, and we are doing everything that we can to both bring that to you and to make it free for as long as we can afford to make it free.
So the four teams are, let's see, App State, ECU, Clemson, and Georgia, who yes. are in the Invitational. That means that I think we have 50% home field apparel coverage here, which is pretty good. I think we can do better. Y'all, Clemson, raise a fuss if you must.
Not at home field apparel. Raise the fuss in the direction of Clemson.
Athletic director. It's a great way to go, because the athletic director, I know for a fact, will get tired of being emailed by random strangers saying, I would like you to use home field apparel to make our t-shirts, because I know personally of one athletic director who said, thank God that we decided to do this, because I am tired of people emailing me. So do this. Okay. Penn State fans, mm-hmm. Penn State people who are really want home field gear. Guess what? Email your athletic director. Add them on Twitter. Bug them until you get what you want. It's the American way. Post until you get what you want.
Hey, it worked for us.
And you will get that. Home field apparel, by the way, comfortable, attractive, stylish gear.
Spencer, you're wearing one right now.
I am. Y'all can't see it, but on the camera,
it's not attractive, but it sure is stylish.
I have the We Are the Boys Florida gear on here. Which is, again, just like baby soft, man. It's just like wearing one of them little baby socks you put an infant in, except for your torso only. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't have the footies yet.
Wait, what do you think socks are?
You know, the baby sock, like the full like booty that you put a little baby. You ever seen these? They're like little swaddle pods that you put a kid in. There's a better word for this.
Put a kid in a stocking.
Yeah. It's like one of those.
It's like
sleep sack.
Yeah. Like a stork drops off the kid and you catch it like, boom, you know?
Because baby socks are a thing.
They are. And they're very, very cute.
And I thought that I had been operating them incorrectly.
No, and they're very easy to lose. Like baby socks, just.
All socks are easy to lose.
And baby sock.
Can we call it a baby holster?
Baby. I like that much better.
I was about to legit call it a swaddle pod. But I just
that's good.
Yeah. So just stuff them in that swaddle pod.
Truth in advertising.
I've raised children. This is definitely expert advice.
Yeah, how's that going?
Great. Thank you.
They're making money, aren't they?
They're making money.
Can we tell the show the shit your younger son pulled over the weekend?
I can. But first, that's going to be sponsored as well, because my sons both have accounts with whom, Jason?
Acorns.com/fullcast. By the way, fullcast is the offer code at homefieldapparel.com, where you can also Google shutdown fullcast shirts and you can find fullcast shirts at home field. Speaking of acorns.com, which you're going to need to save money to buy fullcast shirts. Offer code fullcast gets you $5 starter there. Spencer, please continue.
So, my younger son, who has been steadily embezzling from his own Acorns account, all right, or into his own Acorns account ahead of his brother, to the tune of what I believe is now, I'll get you caught up here shortly, I believe a good $75, if I have the math right. Oh, goodness. Yeah. We're up to about $72 ahead of his brother somehow. He was driving along and was kind of on one. If I had to say, sometimes after school, kids are just kind of on one. He was 100% authentically on one.
How can you spot if a child is on one?
Well, first, he begins loudly asking where in the world someone can feed a baby beer.
Was this before or after the slap?
This is just before.
Okay.
He starts ramping up and goes, where can you get a one-year-old beer? And I said, there are no countries where they really advocate feeding a one-year-old beer.
I don't know about that. Eastern Europe is vast and as it's, many traditions.
It's not a question I can say yes to in any context, right? It's not a question where you go, oh yeah, in Poland they do that. No, you couldn't do that. In Moldova they give kids beer. No, just, no.
Why not?
You can't. Because
why can't you say that?
Well, then I've opened the door for my child going, hey, my dad says they give babies beer and it's fine. You know, that's
he didn't say that. The fairy is coming to his house to forcibly remove his teeth.
That is not inaccurate.
Okay.
The tooth fairy does come to your house. The tooth fairy does take teeth. Right. And the tooth fairy does leave money for the teeth, which is fair, but is terrifying. Doesn't have a warrant. Doesn't ask. Just comes into your house, takes teeth, and leaves. I understand this. That's kind of terrifying when you think about it. Mm. So he's on one, and I'm like, no, that's not the case. Then for some reason, the topic of bubble water comes up, like soda water, carbonated water, right? Sparkling water. And he goes, hey, Dad, what's your favorite flavor? And I was like, well, I don't know. We got the coconut LaCroix right now. That's pretty good. That was BOGO, so we're good. And he goes, yeah, you know, Zeke, my older one, goes, hey, you know, well, I like that. You know, it's not my favorite. I like it, but it's not my favorite. The younger child slaps him as hard as I have heard a person get slapped in real life. Like in full cast.
Did it sound like a coach's clap?
It sounded like the loudest coach's clap you've ever heard. It sounded like if you've ever seen the bald head slap vine, it sounded like that slap. It sounded like the cartoon slap when Pootie Tang whipped somebody. Like it sounded like that. It sounded like a strong hand on a wet ham. Okay. It sounded like the loudest thing. It sounded like a car crash. It sounded like, you know, in Lucha or in some wrestling circuits, when they kick somebody and to make it sound louder, they slap their belly and it sounds like a, you know, like a whip crack. That's what it sounded like in the car. It was so loud. And mind you, this is on the highway, so I can't look and see what's happening behind me. And I heard, bah! And the older kid just has his head in his hands and is just asking, what did you do? Like, not even crying. Just to the point of like, ye gods, what happened to me? Like, I imagine how people feel when they're struck by lightning. You're so overwhelmed. You're like, no, I didn't just get struck by lightning. Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's what just happened to you. And I looked back and said, you cannot slap your brother for not liking coconut LaCroix. And he goes, yes, I can. By the way, Dad, can I get beer for a one-year-old? Where do we get beer for babies? If you don't tell me, I'm going to say the F word. And I'm like, I am completely flummoxed at this point.
This was all on the interstate, right?
All on the interstate.
Is this within like 30 seconds?
Yeah, no, this is all within 30 seconds.
This is awesome. He's hitting like every sin at once.
Total chaos. And I am trying to get over to my exit and trying to make sure that my kid with the nose that has just been slapped off his face can put the nose back on his face. And I hear him counting down and I think, oh, I've heard him do this and he'll just say fudge. He won't actually say it. So I'm trying to get over and I'm trying to reinforce that he cannot do this while also trying not to crash the car, because I don't want to completely lose the plot of
other child is trying, loudly crying.
Is it recovering. Like he's getting it together.
Yeah.
To the point where he goes, Dad, I don't think he'll actually.
He just got his head rocked by an 8-year-old.
He's a very strong 8-year-old, yeah. Evidently. And said, no, Dad, I'm getting it together. It'll be fine. I don't think he'll actually say it, by the way.
I don't think he'll say it. He won't do it.
That's the one that put it over the top.
And then believe in him.
And then the 8-year-old goes, 3, 2, 1. Fuck! I mean,
you broke the mic. That was a good cuss.
I mean, when I say he said it from his heels, when I say that, like, he put his ass into it.
Also, this is not an oversized 8-year-old. He has a largeness of spirit, but he's a small kid.
No, man, he let this belt. He sounded like Michael Buffer. Like, if you just hired Michael Buffer to come in, grab the mic and yell, like, fuck, that's exactly what he did. And he let it loose. He hung on it. And I, at that point, I really want to maintain some parental discipline or something. I lost it. I was laughing. I couldn't.
You lost it in laughter or anger?
No, laughter. I could not help it.
That's fantastic.
He hit it with such joy, man. Like, that kid, That kid has a real deep love for profanity that's going to probably be an asset to him for most of his life.
Eventually, yeah.
Most of it, yeah. It's going to get him through a lot of stuff. And yeah, that's, and now he's $70 up on his acorns.com account.
Crime pays.
If you're, listen, if you commit enough of them in a short enough window, you'll overwhelm the system and it'll just laugh at you.
That's how it works.
That's the lesson.
Flood the zone.
Flood the zone. Do it.
He flooded the zone with crimes.
Ask for forgiveness, not permission. Like, yeah, just blew through it.
It was even better than that. He just offered a declaration. I am going to say fuck. The countdown is on.
He's a terrorist.
Guard your ears if need be, but it's happening.
He looked so proud of himself too. He was so happy.
You have 10 seconds to clear the premises. Return to your homes.
Yeah, he was even stunned when he got home, and I was like, yeah, buddy, you don't get any screens or games or anything. You're just going to sit here and you're not going to do anything. And he's like, what?
But I was awesome.
Your Honor, how could any court convict?
But I offered a countdown. Did that earn him any leniency? The countdown?
None.
Did that make it worse? That make it first degree cussing?
It established premeditated.
It was very premeditated.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, I think saying you have 10 seconds, make your peace. I think, come on.
I mean, come on. To transfer it to another court case and another sort of element of jurisprudence, if somebody walks in and goes, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah, that's way better than being shot.
That's like second degree at best.
I would much rather know it's happening, have a chance to try any sort of preventive measure. Very least cover my ears. It's going to be loud.
Rumba!
All he needs now is J-Lo parading in front of him asking us to get loud.
Whew. Okay. I believe that covers.
That's a good business segment.
That was an excellent business segment.
Business.
Now that the business is out of the way,
yeah.
Let's discuss Temple at Rutgers. No.
No.
Delaware, Maine. Delaware, Maine's happening at the same time. our son, Harry Lyles Jr.
Yes, sir.
Makes his football game broadcast debut, Boise State UCF. That'll be the game of the night Thursday. Handsomest game of the weekend, no less.
Well, you got to be good looking to be a sideline reporter.
That's what they say.
I mean, you can be good looking, or you can look like Harry looks. That man's handsome. That man goes beyond good looking. He's an extremely good looking young man.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Nicely.
No, that man's smile, it's $1 million smile. And thank God he's the one to bring us through App State East Carolina, because East Carolina.
Listen, they deserve every bad thing that's happened to them since they fired Ruffin McNeil. But I love East Carolina on a night game. That is a severely underrated drinking town, and their fans are mean as shit.
It is a good night game. Unfortunately,
it's going to be in the Crampton Bowl. Sorry, everybody.
It's going to be in the place that has the statue of Jerry Richardson with no ass. The assless Jerry Richardson statue.
With the testicle-less cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all stared up at that in Wonder not too long ago.
Yeah.
We've stood right under it. I can't remember if the cats have big nads or no nads. But I remember they were special one way or the other.
The
Charlotte.
They have big.
Panthers,
I believe they have
statue nards.
I believe they have large testicles.
Okay.
Yeah, they have very large ones, which of course we thought came from Jerry Richardson going, make sure the Panthers have big nuts.
And just no ass on him once. You can make a picnic table at the right angle out of the back of a sport coat.
When his statue is finally toppled, when the brave fighters finally topple the statue of Jerry Richardson, a feast will be had upon his flat ass. Not a bowl will be spilled.
Can you see a first draft of the statue that he had to send back? Because he was like, there's far too much bubble to that butt.
I said I want a concave ass.
Put me up there with dignity, with the slackened buttocks of a true businessman.
They show pictures of Hank Hill like this. Oh, that's it. Perfect.
Remember, prosperity comes from the ground up. You don't want to impede it with a bump. You know, come straight up the old drivetrain there. Up into the pockets.
Have you ever noticed how much Jerry Richardson looks like Cotton Hill with shins?
Yeah, tall cotton.
Mm-hmm. High cotton.
With some of the same political views, no less. Mm.
That is by the way, that East Carolina team, they should be a little bit better. Just a little bit better this year.
Sure.
I mean, they're like a 5-win team. Generally projected like
fine.
PFF has them at 5.7 wins, but
okay.
Yeah, but damn. Not against App State. We also have Boise State at UCF.
In yeah.
A truly confusing battle of fan bases.
One thing to know is we will never hear the end of it from whoever wins this game.
No, elite posters on both sides of the fence here.
Not a lot of posters, but such volume, such per capita volume.
Posting kings. I think UCF fans are still in the stage where they use the phrase ad hominem attack online.
Boise State fans have chilled out like great. Like, I feel like there was a time when we thought Boise State fans were like, oh, y'all are doing too much. But UCF fans, you know, there's like 9 of them, but each of them thinks like, I got a whole army behind me. Joe, you've messed up now. Me and all my friends. And it's like, where, you know, I welcome this. This is fun.
What did Godfrey call it?
Hmm.
I'm trying to, the Godfrey's assessment of UCF.
Wasn't it
a diploma mill for Hilton night managers? There, I just found it.
Yeah.
Whew. I'm not sure I could do better than that.
I support their national title claim.
By which I mean,
claim.
I'm not sure I could get into UCF.
Supported their title claim at the time and now and
regret it.
No, no, it was great. It was wonderful. It was great. It was perfectly fitting by all college football precedent. But when UCF wins this game and they say, here comes the hordes of us descending upon you like locusts, it's like, man, this is like 13 locusts. You're not that loud. It's okay.
I said they'd use the phrase ad hominem. If they'd use the phrase ad hominid, it'd be like, you called us.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's an ad hominid attack.
It's an ad hoculi attack.
It's an ad hoculi. Because it was very strong. It was a very strong statement you made.
Because it was fucking sick.
No, sick. It was pointed. It was a weapon like guns.
Bro, that argument was so swole.
You know, kind of grizzled, but swole. That was a little older. Still got it. I don't really know
podcast grizzness.
this is by the way, after Scott Frost going to Nebraska and mustering all of what 15 wins so far in his tenure, is there anything to stop me from just
that number's too big?
Is it 12?
Yeah. Also, he's saying, palindroming himself currently.
Oh, no!
No!
So is there anything to stop me from assuming that Gus Malzahn won't be the greatest single coach in the history of UCF football?
Just to really make Scott Frost Day even worse.
Just make it worse. Just be like, wow, he walked in and just like went undefeated. They had another national title claim. Gus Malzahn, 30 pounds lighter than he was. Like, when did he become so handsome and full of energy? Beaming.
He looked like Robert Duvall under that hat.
Yeah.
But like a tanned, handsome for a movie role Robert Duvall.
Look over and Gus.
Not like Gone in 60 Seconds Robert Duvall.
Right. But like a lustrous.
Like Robert Duvall on a Merchant Ivory set Robert Duvall.
Yeah. Just doing one-handed push-ups on the sidelines, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is this hard? This isn't hard. This is what normal people do, right?
Good. The Mac is going to not have minimum roster thresholds for COVID for competition this year. Excellent.
Not.
Ah. That's so neat.
So not like the SEC where you will forfeit a game.
Oh, no, you will. It'll be a no contest in the Mac. if it's both teams unable to participate. If it's one team unable to participate, it'll be a forfeit. But no minimum roster thresholds for competition. That'll be fun.
In the MAC, you say. Noted for its depth.
Can't spell Bishop Sycamore without MAC.
Again, the whole Bishop Sycamore thing proves Holly's point that we're really not doing enough crimes.
No, we should be doing more.
My favorite part of that was the punt. They have no punter, so they let the QB do it.
My favorite part is the head coach was fired and immediately raising the question of how, what fired him. But it turns out his boss was his offensive line coach, shades of Phil Fulmer.
Hey, what? That doesn't look like anything to me.
also, Bishop Sycamore and Tennessee both having to face Alabama players on TV.
Johnny Majors also not dead. Wait.
It's hard to determine.
He's pickled.
There are many interpretations of whether he's alive.
There's also one other thing to this, which it is being played in the Bounce House. Which
we're still talking about Thursday night. We're not going to make it very far.
We're not making it to Saturday? We can make it to Saturday. We could do it. I just want to say
two more days after that.
There are games on Friday.
To live? Oh.
Yeah.
After Saturday.
Please don't tell me I have to live two more days.
Yeah, you do, because you got to watch North Carolina at Virginia Tech on Friday night.
Or you could watch South Dakota, Kansas for even more competitive action.
Oh, no.
Kansas scheduled to Dakota. That always goes great.
Oh, what are you doing, Kansas?
No. Meanwhile, Colorado State is scheduled the other South Dakota. You idiots, what are you doing? Why are we doing this? Never, don't play any Dakotas. For a while, North Dakota was bad. That was the one. But now all four of them are good. Stop.
Yeah, we had a mnemonic device where, okay, yeah, you can play the Dakotas, but not the Dakota States. But now nothing is safe.
Nothing is real. Steer clear.
Uh-uh. Also, you knew this. Why would you do this on purpose? Don't do that. It's bad for you.
If you would like to watch South Dakota at Kansas,
I would, but probably not for the reasons.
Tell me how it says, is this on ESPN3? Do we have to watch this online, or is it pay-per-view?
Excuse me while I fire up LSUfootball.net.
I'm looking at
it's
it.
On
it
ESPN
says,
Plus.
Okay, we can get that on Plus. Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh, that means, you know what that's going to mean. You know what we're going to be saying to Kansas a week from today. We saw Kansas.
You know, if it's on ESPN Plus, though, it's Roger Sherman. Roger Sherman and everyone else saw.
Roger will definitely be watching because it's the same time as Northwestern. So good to distract yourself from
Michigan State at Northwestern.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
At least I have Iowa State or Ohio State at Minnesota to cover me from watching Bowling Green at Tennessee at the same time.
The Big Ten really does do their early scheduling a lot like you book bands. The first one's on, pretty much forget them. Openers, Michigan State at Northwestern.
You want the energy of PJ Fleck playing Ohio State at home? You want to skip that?
Oh, dear. No.
There is no telling what that man's going to say.
He
might come out in a parade float. He might come out in gold body paint, head to toe, like some kind of pharaoh with a gopher mask for a helmet. He might come out and bite the head off a live gopher.
A live Buckeye.
Yeah, he's going to eat as many of those poisonous nuts as he can just to prove that he is impervious to all things Ohio State. I'm here for the show.
Not afraid.
He's unbothered, babes.
He's unbothered.
Unbothered.
Yeah, Michigan State at Northwestern on Friday night. Yeah, I'm going to be watching South Dakota, Kansas. Sorry, join me, sickos. Let's do this. It's not the one you want to watch, though. South Dakota State is the one you actually want to watch because they're extremely entertaining and will probably beat Colorado State. What a shame to beat Steve Adazio. Noted football genius Steve Adazio, with whom there are absolutely no established grudges or problems.
Should we proceed to Big Nude Saturday?
Let's do it.
Penn State at Wisconsin.
Terribly nude.
That's a pretty
good
game.
Talk about a whiteout.
Yeah. Nude Wisconsinsonians.
This is the tail end of summer up there. The shirt has not been on in a month and a half.
That's why it's called the tail end.
Yeah. That's we also have... this is the weirdest line to me. Oklahoma at Tulane being played in Norman due to... So it's a home game for Tulane, but due to the hurricane...
Correct.
...being played in Norman, which just jarring to the eyes, but hey...
It's not like Tulane is not used to this.
Yeah.
Not this team, but other
teams. Also, this is an SEC game.
Yep.
Also,
counted,
yes.
Counted in the standings.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's if you average out the past and the future SEC, yeah. Yeah, you get a conference game.
A game of once and future kings.
Yep.
If you average Oklahoma and Tulane, you get Missouri.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's not do that.
That compliments no one.
Perfect.
Why don't we end up with the mid of both worlds? Just mid all over the place.
I'm sorry. This is a green lane, or green wave positive program.
As ever since, honestly, I am superficial. Ever since they did the new logo, yeah.
Mm.
You know, I'm easily bought. I will buy a
angry, punchy cartoon wave. Yes.
Yeah. Ever since the new stadium and the rebrand, I will buy the book because of its cover. Yep. You have cool jerseys. I will support you. Even though you go against my rule of being a private school, usually I will always root for public over private because class warfare is real. But Tulane, I make an exception for you sometimes.
Speaking of rooting and supporting, in the 3:30 spot, the biggest game of the afternoon, our Indiana Hoosiers traveling to face the Iowa Hawkeyes. Bama's favored by 19. Okay. Miami's good. Bama's favored by 19. Indiana, Iowa is very likely the better game to watch. It's an Indiana game. You want to watch an Indiana game or an Alabama game? Okay. What do we want football to be? We want it to be Indiana Hoosiers football. Is what we want football to be.
Mm-hmm.
So
that game at Mercedes-Benz is going to be with the roof open. Also, I'm not listening to all that sizzling flesh.
No. Alabama, no. Also.
Miami will come prepared for this. Alabamians will not.
Alabama, steady performance, smooth turns around the curves, even acceleration, outstanding build and performance at every turn. Indiana, no roof, no brakes, terrible handling.
You're telling me it's a convertible snowmobile.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, it's basically a Volkswagen thing with a 900 horsepower engine in it. And absolutely no ability to handle it. It's everything that you want. And they're going to be playing Iowa, who every game with Iowa features at least one bizarre way to score. So, yes.
Folks, did you like Nebraska? Tune in for Iowa. Competent Nebraska.
Folks, if you like Nebraska, you're really going to hate this shit.
What if they gave you the same sensation, but won? What
but it like, took longer.
It took longer.
Took longer to kick in.
And we're slower.
Guys, but they are. They're
on a dating app.
Yeah, we should.
Iowa is Nebraska if they actually practiced.
So a whole different meaning to Grindr.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of these teams score 19 points? Yes. Which one? Who can say? What was that gasp?
I forgot to tell Jason and Serber about the Grindhouse.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, this is kind of set up now.
Okay.
Okay. I was hunting, I'm house hunting, and I was hunting around on Zillow, and I found a dude live, laugh, love house with like that word art all over the walls, except it says stuff like grind, hustle, execute, hand to God.
Yeah.
Lift, laugh, love.
Oh, there is a gym in the house. I am so glad you asked.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was an Instagram house because there is no lie, a fake greenery backdrop that you can take photos against. Also, whoever lived in this house was a true psychopath because this is Atlanta and they painted that deck black. You're going to be able to walk on that in bare feet for like 9 months out of the year.
Yeah, bro, but it's intense. It's the most intense deck.
Whoa.
This deck is real.
Looks that, like there already are lots of lift, laugh, love shirts. So,
oh, that's a bummer.
Not on that.
I was really hoping we could business market this ourselves.
Yeah, it was the most pro. It was exactly like if you had just turned all of the sliders on a Live Laugh Love House to like cartoonishly masculine, all of them, up to and including two massive, obviously hotel surplus beds with the big stitched leather headboards.
In one bedroom,
two of them.
Like, I don't know if they were trying to Airbnb this or what, but there was no other furniture in this bedroom except for two king beds.
Yeah. And where did they push them? Right up against the windows.
That's right. dudes rock.
Hey, it's the room where we sleep. Why do we need light? We need to recharge.
That's smart.
Brilliant.
Yeah, y'all vamp for a second. I'm gonna try and find this house.
Texas has to play the Louisiana Raging Cajuns.
Oh, that is terrible.
seemed like a good idea at the time, didn't it? Texas?
Are they good, Jason? Are they good?
Yeah, and they returned everyone. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, typically in week one, you want to play a ULM, not a ULL.
Yeah, you went one letter over, dumbass. You said Texas was a good school. Can't even get your alphabet right. ULL. Don't go to M. Don't stop at L. Not like they have one of the most like coveted coaches in the country who's just waiting for the right job because he's made that program consistently good. Nope.
At the same time, in ideas that seemed good, USC gets San Jose State coming off the best season in program history.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Oh, I found the house. I'm dropping it in the Zoom chat. Okay. I would like Server and Jason's thoughts on this in real time. Because from the front, it's just an ugly house. But then you get inside.
It's quite handsome. Let me say that San Jose State, by the way, Nick Starkle looked great. Now, admittedly, he was playing the Southern Utah Thunderbirds.
I'm sorry. I forgot about one other thing, which was the sign over the toilet in the bathroom that said, a little weird is good. Which, that's I don't reassuring. Know if that's...
You know, like, oh no, I've done something weird in the toilet.
in the bathroom.
It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's all right. A little weird's fine. This was a lot weird, though. Yeah, the black deck is my favorite part of that house.
Seriously, that's just going to fry your feet. What are you doing, man?
So many dudes lived in this house.
This was like, mm-hmm. Are there Instagram houses in Atlanta? Was this a TikTok house?
Be savage, not average. Be stronger. Work for it.
This is I love in a the near fucking rhyme. Living room.
Yeah, bro.
Also, I'm noticing there's multiple home office setups in the living room. Was this a boiler room?
Do people forget their basic philosophy about life before they leave the room and have to be reminded of it in the next?
I'm sorry. The three posters in the living room say execution, grind, hustle.
Yeah.
This is Lane Kiffin's house, I think.
This might be.
He's into Pilates now. So if you don't see one of those fancy Pilates machines, it's not Lane Kiffin's house. We also have, I will say this. Everybody who watches Georgia Clemson both loses and wins, because one of those teams will lose and it will be very funny for the fan base, and one of those teams will win and that will also be very funny because this will be the game where we will overreact. Like, of all of these games, nobody's going to overreact over Miami, Alabama. None. Like, unless Alabama loses, which they're not. Yeah, they're not going to overreact because nothing will happen in that game that we don't anticipate. Georgia or Clemson, either team could win. Like, and we're going to overreact badly.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, we're going to overreact badly in either direction.
It'd be funnier if Georgia won, though, right?
It'd be way funnier.
Okay.
Get those expectations sky high.
Yes. Yes.
Get Goose you them. Hoping.
Goose them. Goose them dogs.
It's like a 21 point win. Woo! That's what I want. I want that sucker on boil to start the season. That's what I want. Because it's only going downhill at one point from there. Probably when they lose to South Carolina.
This was a couple weeks ago when we did Ryan's playoff draft, and I maneuvered my way to Clemson and Georgia. This is what I want. I want Georgia win this game, scramble to the playoff, and then lose to Clemson.
Or miss the playoff because they lose to South Carolina. I'm still betting on that. I'm still betting on the, like,
I think
stunning...
they'd have to lose to South Carolina like three times. I won't put it past Georgia.
On their bye week. How do we pick up a loss?
God damn it. They're wily.
I told you.
Set the dog.
I told you not to. I told you not to sign for that FedEx. Damn it! It was Muschamp did it. Yeah, you've been served. Damn it! Will doesn't understand paperwork
or paper.
He's a simple man. Mm. He's also their new special teams coach.
What?
Yeah, Muschamp's their special teams coach.
All right. All right. All right.
I think he could be really good at it because most of the really good special teams coaches I know are the kind of guys who eat staples for motivational purposes.
Muschamp fills special teams void.
with what? Oh.
With concrete.
How does he do this?
Concrete.
I'm just trying to imagine Will Muschamp interacting with kickers and punters.
Block hard, kick harder. He's just telling them to kick harder. That's it. It's just 3 hours of put your ass into it. Kick. Get don't ain't you got more toes than that? No, I forgot. Got five of them.
Don't you let go any higher.
Crisis is all you guys have to do.
I should have been a kicker.
This means, by the way, that at one point Will Muschamp is lined up for a field goal in practice, and I really want to see that because he's like me. He's got them little Lego. He's got the Lego man legs, right?
Runs forth and headbutts it.
Yeah, he does.
Goes prone.
Betty.
The dog is so offended by the idea of Will Muschamp coaching special teams. Betty's good on those kickoff returns, though. Kickoff what? What do you do? Go down and hit him. Just run. Run like hell.
Yeah, he could scheme that up.
Yeah, yeah. Also, that's basically about the one part he couldn't do would be a kickoff return because it involves going 90 yards and scoring a TD. That's not something Will Muschamp will ever be able to do. So
now she's just grumbling. The dog is just grumbling.
That's fine. We'll get through this. But yeah, I am laughing.
Wait, let me take a picture.
I am laughing at the prospect of.
Here, move your camera.
I am laughing at the prospect of Georgia overreacting to this badly. Like, that's going to be my favorite part of this entire thing, is them winning by 14 and assuming, oh, it's a year. Herschel's back.
Or
well,
yeah,
he's registered to vote in Georgia.
That's progress.
No, I mean, he has recently registered to vote in Georgia.
Oh, is that important for someone running for Senate?
Nah.
No?
Couldn't say.
Is that a thing? Jason, we got anything else on this slate that bears mention?
Number 20, Washington. Is playing Montana. Montana's really good. Not calling for the upset. Just be aware. Be alert. If Clemson, Georgia, gets out of hand in one way or the other, just keep one eye on Montana, Washington. LSU, UCLA.
Yeah.
I don't know what to make of that. I think UCLA is pretty decent. LSU comes in with, every year, the whole roster, the whole coaching staff is nothing but mysteries. But UCLA is the steady commodity here. So that should tell you how things are shaping up.
I mean, this is let's try to, LSU's whole season is let's try to do that thing we did again.
Cool. That was fun. Also, Bo Pelini's gone, so that's good.
Yeah, that's good. Because this time, I'm pretty sure they interviewed the defensive coordinator before hiring him.
As opposed to what?
What other profession could you say that in? Where you go, yeah, so we didn't interview the last guy. I didn't talk to him much before this. That was probably a mistake. That's what they really did. Yeah. They're just like, yeah, let's just hire that guy because I don't know, he's got keys to the place. We heard he did.
Yeah, so then Portland State, Hawaii, and then that's the end of college football for the nice try Sunday. Jackson State, Florida A&M, Grambling, Tennessee State. We got games NFL Network showing college football. That's when you're real deep in it. All right. And then you got Notre Dame, Florida State, Sunday night football. And then, oh gosh, surely that's it. Monday night. We're going to have a nice,
be free.
Nice, normal, chill one to steady, reliable, dependable teams. It'll be three stately, courtly hours, and then we will all go to bed at a reasonable hour. Nice try, Louisville Ole Miss.
I love to
you have to get through that before
labor.
You reach
celebrating
Tuesday.
Organized labor with Louisville and Ole Miss. I think it's great that these two schools, which wear red in solidarity with the communist movement, have chosen to stage their football game on Labor Day.
This is the most chaotic game of the entire weekend, and it's last.
And there's nothing else on to compete with it. It's going to be great.
Now, which team could you put here in place of Louisville that would make it not the most chaotic game of the weekend? Like, could even Iowa make this boring?
Like Nebraska?
Oh, that sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, no, that's, yeah. How did Ole Miss score 83 points? Well, they got 42 off turnovers.
Well, they gave up 119 is how.
See, who could really give them the sleepies at this point that we know about? Once again,
not even Bama.
Right.
Maybe. I mean, Arkansas last year got 6 picks off him. But even then, that's crazy.
I have one possible answer, and it is, could this be one of those games that we could stick Pitt in, ramp it all up, and due to their pittitude and to having the entire time slot to themselves, they turn in a clunker of a snorefest? Even that's not reliable.
I think Georgia could make you turn away from Ole Miss for at least a few minutes.
I don't know. The secondary is going to let JT Daniels do whatever he wants. So even then, like, you'll go, wow, JT Daniels threw for 500 yards. Kirby's like, I hate this.
I'm going through the rest of these marquee games, and it's like, no, James Franklin would want to show up Lane Kiffin. You can't even count on Penn State.
I cut my hair with a colander over my head. This is awful. 500 yards passing. That's disgusting. That's unchristian.
Oh, wait, Michigan. Michigan could do it.
It's going to end. That's going to be the dumbest ending imaginable.
Oh, yeah.
The only chance is probably Army, just because, like, you have cut in half the number of plays that Ole Miss has to work with.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not buying that because I'm not really anticipating Ole Miss stopping anyone on defense. Army is going to go, well, unfortunately, we only held the ball for a minute and a half on that 80-yard scoring drive. That's it, because they're not going to stop anybody. That's the thing with Ole Miss. They're getting the ball back. 2021 Ole Miss, we're getting the ball back. The ball's going somewhere.
That's our ball. We want it. That's the ball.
Where's it going? Someone's hands? It's going that way.
It's crazy. Football, you spend so much time letting the other team keep the ball. That's stupid. Let them run all the way down the field, and then it's your ball again.
Get it back.
Football is easy.
They might even be tired.
You can't score points unless you have the ball. So go get the ball.
This is the team that won't do the paperwork. This is the team that will always lose the evidence. This is the team that will at any point decide, yeah, we refuse to have a boring game, right? Unless you find a track meet boring, this is not going to be boring football. This is why they're my favorite team this year by far. That and Matt Corral, because Matt Corral, confidence. Is it earned? Sorta? Is it still there? Regardless of whatever happens?
I think it is.
Confidence, bravado. Yeah, he's got it, like, whatever that is. And also his coach is Lane Kiffin. At no point is Lane Kiffin gonna be like, yeah, man, you know, you should really think about that pick. Nope. Next play. He threw 6 picks against Arkansas.
These things good
happen. I'm hearing reps.
Experienced quarterback Matt Corral
enthusiast podcast.
Did he lead the country in interceptions last year? I believe he did. We love to see it. Effort.
That's a lot. That's, you know what I call that? Returning experience.
Content. Generating content.
You know what? He's making connections. That's what an interception is. He's just making friends.
I'm not here to watch the
between communities.
When someone drops back to throw, if the football bounces off the ground, I spent 5 seconds of my life watching a football bounce on the ground. I have seen that enough times. I want to
also
see if they catch it, and I don't care what clothes they wear.
No. Also, the thing that the only thing I could think that could truly frustrate Ole Miss is if you just batted the balls down instead of intercepting them. Right? Just make them punt. Just be like, no, not gonna let you do it. We're not playing arena ball. I'm just gonna defend it, knock it down.
They'd find a way. They'd find a way, I think.
What is this ball covered in delicious molasses?
I want to
stick into something.
Kiffin on the sideline, you know, everyone likes it when he signals touchdown before the ball's even thrown. I want to see him signaling first down for the other team before the ball's even thrown.
Yes.
Head games. Psychology right there.
That's another Arkansas first down.
First down.
Maybe he can even get a side gig. Like as their pitch man.
Yeah.
Look, Manhattan Beach real estate is expensive, and so is getting divorced.
Yeah, you know who told me that? Lane Kiffin.
Yep.
Remember, only coach I've ever seen who disclosed his personal finances in a profile explicitly and was like, yeah, it's crazy. I'm making no money coaching this year with a job. It's crazy. Here are the exact numbers. Lane Kiffin's attorney is like, oh God. Oh God. He's probably like that most days though.
Do you think he has an attorney, or do you think he just like really, really got in good with his trainer and was like, you seem confident?
He's at Ole Miss now, so I'm pretty sure he has an attorney.
Oh,
who looks
never
like,
mind. They just, yeah, everybody's an attorney there, or a dentist.
Yeah,
I think is what Godfrey said.
He has an attorney/dentist who looks like Bobby Hill,
who has had the same haircut since he was six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this will be a colorful docket this afternoon, Mr. Kiffin.